Today we'll be continuing our discussion from last time of burying someone not observant in a Jewish cemetery. Again, as always, the Rav should be consulted and the Shanah be relied upon for halachic psak. So in last year, we described the prohibition of burying a Rasha next to a tzaddik. And we ended off by discussing how much separation is required between the Rasha and the tzaddik, either 8 amos or 4 amos. The question I want to begin with today is, what if you put up a fence? If you put up a fence, then perhaps you don't need any separation. I mean, you would need a 4 tefachim, because 4 tefachim is always a separation that you would need, but perhaps you wouldn't need any amos. You know, that as long as there's a fence, it should be fine. So the Tzitzliezer wanted to, at least originally felt, that perhaps the svara of whether a fence works in order to bury a Rasha right next to a tzaddik will depend on the two reasons why you can't bury a Rasha next to a tzaddik. We mentioned last time there were two basic reasons why you can't bury a Rasha next to a tzaddik. The first one is that it's disrespectful for the tzaddik. It's below his dignity to be buried next to someone. As the Sefer Chassidim described it, it's like a bathroom. It's like being standing next to a bathroom. It's disgusting. And the Maril had a fascinating reason, that the tzaddik, after he dies, gets told secrets from the next world, and they won't tell it to him if there are people, if there's a Russian nearby who might eavesdrop. So the Tzitzliezer felt that perhaps it's based on these two reasons, meaning that if you feel it's because it's like being buried next to a bathroom, then okay, if you put up a fence, if you put up a wall, then there is no bathroom over there, then you can't see the bathroom, it's not a problem. However, if you feel that it's because that the tzaddik won't be able to hear the secrets, then perhaps a fence doesn't work. But it seems that doesn't seem to be the case. The Mavra Yabai in Chilik Beis Perik Yud does not quote the reason of standing next to a bathroom. He just writes the reason of the Maril, that a tzaddik won't be told secrets, and he still writes that a mechitza helps. So therefore, it seems to be that a mechitza does help. Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva, as we'll discuss very soon, in Yeridei Chilek Gimel Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, writes that you are allowed to put up a 10 tefach wall. As long as the wall is 10 tefachim, which is, I don't know, 30 to 40 inches, then you don't need to make any separation. However, the Minchas Olos and the Munkacher in Chilek Beis Siman Aleph does not feel that a mechitza works. He says the following: Kfiya nira saimchim b'maklam yagid lahem al agedar shel etzim ayavanim shulamayla ben kivri Yisrael. He says perhaps the people, they wanted to bury a non-Jew next to a Jewish person, which according to most authorities it's the same issue of burying a Russian next to a tzaddik, because the non-Jew is not on the same religious level as a Jew. And he says the reason why people are lenient is because they put up a wall in between the tombstones. They put up a wall. He says, "Ula maze mahani shurak le'enei adam, kiven shebefnim he mismuchim zelze, kivri yisrael la'akum, bevadei aser." He says that a mechitza won't help unless the mechitza is actually buried all the way into the ground, separating their actual bodies. But to put a mechitza on top, he feels, will not help. Again, the other poskim seem to feel that it will help. The Minchas Olos does mention something very interesting. A lot of times you'll find in Eretz Yisrael, even here too, they have this by the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal, but you'll have this a lot of times in Eretz Yisrael where on top of a tzaddik or a rebbe, they'll put like a large tzion, a large, like, looks like a little building or a large tombstone. So what's the reason why they did that? So the Minchas Olos says, perhaps the reason why they did this is because you're not allowed to bury a Rasha next to a tzaddik, meaning to bury someone next to their rebbe or their tzaddik, they have to be on the same religious level. And it's very hard to know who's on that level. So therefore, they make this large tzion, which is usually 4 to 8 amos wide and long, in order to force a separation between his kever and make sure that no one will be buried nearby him, especially someone who's not on his level. The question that I saw in the Chilik Levi in Chuvas Mimamakim, Chilik Beis Daf Kuf Chav Tes. Chuvas Mimamakim, just as a side point, is a fascinating, it's very sad, but it's a fascinating set of Svarim, and that is, it was Shailas that were asked in the Kovna Ghetto in the World War II. Every single Shaila was brought to him, and he wrote down all the halachas, and they compiled it into Svarim, and it's unbelievable Chuvas. The question that a lot of posts can give, you know, you're not allowed to bury a Rasha next to a tzaddik. But what if the tzaddik doesn't care? Meaning, what if a tzaddik wants to be buried next to a rasha? Let's say you have a tzaddik write on his last will and testament is, I want to be buried next to a rasha. Then what do you do? A similar shaila was asked to Ramesha Feinstein. Much more common shaila. You have a couple who got married. It was an intermarriage. I mean, technically, I think it was a reform gerus, but for halachic purposes, it's an intermarriage. So you have a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish husband, and she writes that I want to be buried next to my husband who's non-Jewish. So what do? So you now let her bury her next to her husband because she's a Jew and he's a non-Jew, and we would never bury a non-Jew next to a Jew. However, she wants it. So what's the halacha? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you're allowed to. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if that's what she wants, then who are we to stop her? If the tzaddik is mochel, then it's absolutely allowed. The last shaila I want to deal with is burying a non-Jew next to a Jew. The question is burying a non-Jew next to a Jew any worse? Now we know that a non-Jew is not allowed to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. The source for this is really Rus. Rus said to Naomi, Ba'asha tamusi amus v'sham ekaver. Meaning after she converted, she says that Ba'asha tamusi amus v'sham ekaver, meaning I'm going to be buried with you, that after she converted, she was finally saying that now I'll be able to be buried next to you. Meaning before I converted, I wasn't Jewish, I wasn't allowed to be buried with you. But now, after I convert, I'm allowed to be buried with you. So, we know there's a concept that a non-Jew is not allowed to be buried next to a Jew. The question is, what's the reason behind it? So the Ritva, in Gittin, Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, writes that the Isser Likver Nachri Eitzel Yisrael Umashim Te'in Kaivin Rasha Eitzel Tzadik. That the reason why you're not allowed to bury a non-Jew next to a Jew is the same reason we've been discussing till now, which is Ein Kovin Rasha Eitzel Tzadik. It's a Rasha is not allowed to be buried next to a Tzadik, and the assumption is that a non-Jew has the same level is in comparison to a Jew as a Rasha next to a Tzadik. It would seem, though, if that's the case, then all the heterim from last year and from today's year will help. Meaning, if you want to bury a non-Jew next to a Jew and you put up a fence, according to those poskim that say that a fence helps for a Rasha to a Tzadik, it'll help for a non-Jew to a Jew. And that was actually Moshe Feinstein Psak. As we mentioned before, Moshe Feinstein was asked about a Jewish woman who married a non-Jewish husband and they want to be buried next to each other, and Moshe Feinstein said, fine, you just put up a fence and that's enough. If you put up a fence, then the non-Jew is allowed to be staying in the Jewish cemetery. As long as you put up a fence separating him from the Jews, it's fine. Because Moshe Feinstein perceived the prohibition of burying a non-Jew next to a Jew as being because Ein Kovin Rasha Eitzel Tzadik. So because if you put up a fence, it helps, and you're allowed to bury a Rasha next to a Tzadik as long as there's a fence in between, so too you're allowed to bury a non-Jew next to a Jew as long as there's a fence in between. Agav, in that case of burying a couple that was intermarried, the Malamed Lahayil, Rav David Hoffman, was very machmer, because he didn't want people to think that we allow such a thing, meaning he was afraid that if you bury a non-Jew next to a Jew in a Jewish cemetery, even with a fence, people look at it and say, oh, okay, there must be the frum Jews are okay with intermarriage, but that's just a side point. Moshe Feinstein obviously wasn't that concerned about it. However, there is a different opinion, and that was Rav Kook. Rav Kook, Tzatzal and Shuvah's Das Kain Simon Reish Aleph, it's really a Kedai Shuvah to go through. He proves at great length that there's a special prohibition for burying a non-Jew Jewish cemetery. What's the prohibition? A cemetery that's publicly owned, a public property, not a privately owned cemetery. Why? He says a public Jewish cemetery has a certain level of kedusha. It is a holiness, like a shul. And therefore, burying a non-Jew is not just in Kovin Rasha Eitzel Tzadik. It's not just burying a Rasha next to a Tzadik. It's worse than that. There's a certain kedusha, the holiness that a Jewish cemetery has, that if you bury a non-Jew in that cemetery, it's a lessening of that kedusha. And therefore, he would not allow. The original shiloh was they wanted to have Palestinians, they wanted to have Arabs buried in a Jewish cemetery in the corner. So they said as long as there's a, you know, they thought that as long as you put up a fence and put up a distance, it should be fine. Rav Kook says no. Rav Kook says because there's a special kedusha that has the kedusha of a shul, then the same way we wouldn't allow them, I guess, to. He says ma'achas shekvar hischol kvar sham. That a public cemetery has a certain level of kedusha, and it has the holiness of a shul. So therefore, meaning, and now it has the status of a shul. The same way you wouldn't give part of the shul over to a non-Jew, you wouldn't allow this either. Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't hold this way. I think the reason is because the Chassam Sofer in Yerideis and Mishnah Lamed Hey, I don't believe he holds this opinion. I think that he holds that it doesn't have that level of holiness, and therefore it only has the issue of Ein Kovar Rasha Etzel Tzadik, in which case you'd be allowed to bury a Rasha next to a Tzadik with the stipulations that we said before, which is either a wall or eight amos of a separation or possibly Mechila and all these things. Again, as always, a Rav should be consulted. All questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.